Hey, this is Red Band, and you're listening to Kill Tony. Go to our website, deathsquad.tv. There we have all the past episodes of Kill Tony. You can even watch them in video. Just click on videos. Also, click on tour dates, and you can go to see Kill Tony live. We record every Monday at the world-famous Comedy Store at 8 o'clock. And we're always on the road. We're going to be in San Francisco this Saturday night, but that's sold out, so sorry. But we're going to be in a bunch of places. Just go to deathsquad.tv and click on tour dates. Also, Ryan J. Ebelt, he's the house artist. He draws every episode. He has the book that he drew, the poster, the Kill Tony poster. Awesome stuff. Go to his website, ryanjebelt.com, and buy yourself a print. Also, Tony Hinchcliffe has his own website, tonyhinchcliffe.com. There you have all his tour dates. He's all over the place. That's tonyhinchcliffe.com. And last but not least, shopsquad.tv. That's the official merchandise of the Death Squad universe. Right now, we got the new Kill Tony 2 pre-order up. This is your last week to order to guarantee your pre-order. So go to Death Squad or shopsquad.tv and click on Kill Tony. And you also have some Death Squad shirts and hats there. That's all at Shop Squad. All right, guys, here's a brand new episode of Kill Tony.
Hey, this is Red Band coming to you live from the world famous Comedy Store main room for a brand new episode of Kill Tony. Give it up for Tony Hedgehog.
Hi, everybody. Make some noise here at the number one live podcast in the world. Brian Redban is here. There's Josh Martin running around.
I'm Josh.
Ryan J. Ebelt is back drawing tonight's episode.
He's back.
The artist of Kill Tony the book and the Kill Tony official posters, all available at ryanjebelt.com.
Drew last week's episode, even though you were back in Texas, right? And it's sexy.
It is awesome. I saw it today. Yeah. ryanjebelt.com. Comedians, how you guys doing? Excited? Nervous? Anything can happen? The great Aphrodite is here. Look at that. Hell yeah. She just blew me a kiss. I'm pretty pumped about the fun people like Aphrodite that we get to work with here and there. And, you know, it's important to work with good people. Are you hiring? Every business needs great people and a better way to find them. Something better than posting your job online and just praying for the right people to see it. Now, there's ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter knew there was a smarter way, so they built a platform that finds the right job candidates for you. ZipRecruiter learns what you're looking for, identifies people with the right experience, and invites them to apply to your job.
These invitations have revolutionized how you find your next hire. In fact, 80% of employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day, Tony.
One day.
24 hours. And ZipRecruiter doesn't stop there like I just did. They even spotlight the strongest applications you receive so you never miss a great match. The right candidates are out there, and ZipRecruiter is how you will find them, Tony.
Yes, indeed. Maybe I could find somebody that knows how to read.
Yes.
I think we've read this thing about 80 times together, and yeah. Somehow it gets a little choppy every time.
It is.
But I trust you. You know, we've worked together. Our five-year anniversary of doing this show is coming up June 18th.
Yes.
And trust is important. And businesses of all sizes trust ZipRecruiter for their hiring needs. And right now, our listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/KillTony. That's ZipRecruiter.com/KillTony. ZipRecruiter.com/KillTony. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. Hell yeah. You guys ready to start tonight's show or what? I love it. Every single week, I bring you one of the funniest comedians in the world to be a guest on this show. This week's no different. He's done it before. He is, everything's booming for him right now because Cobra Kai on YouTube Red is a immediate cult classic and sensation. And we're excited to have him. This is a true Comedy Store comedian, my favorite type of comedian in the world. I mean, really a guy that is funny on stage and in the alleyway talking shit and in the parking lot. I mean, a true, true fucking awesome comedian. A guy that I've always looked up to. Make some noise for the great Brett Ernst, everybody. Come on, let's do this. No one's gonna ever keep you down. Yeah, he's back. Brett Ernst has a new special out called Principal's Office. That's at brettcomedy.com. You can watch it directly. And his podcast, Your on the list.
That's right. Which one's mine?
Anyone.
Thank you.
He's available at All Things Comedy. Welcome back, Brett.
Thank you, Tony.
You look better than ever.
Thank you.
Everybody always looks extra good when they have like something awesome going on, like a hit season of a show out. You know what I mean? Everybody always looks better.
Well, thanks.
Like it's like
maybe it's the way you view people.
No, I don't think it's that. You have a little glow to you. You have like this like nice suntan or something like that. Would you do anything fun this weekend?
No, I was here, man.
Oh yeah, the Mitzi Memorial.
Well, my wife's out of town, so you know.
Uh-oh.
Just jerked off like 5 times.
Yeah, that's what's
all
exciting.
Over the house.
Yeah, that's what's fun now. Do you use a, let me ask you this, in this modern age of technology, do you use your phone, laptop, iPad?
Oh, phone all day.
Yeah, phone all day. Now, let me ask you this. This is always my favorite question to ask people when we find out the phone thing. Do you have one of those phones that has the tripod thing on it, or do you lean it up and you put it on your chest?
No.
Like, what is your method?
I put the earbuds in.
Oh, just in case. So that this way, if somebody's trying to rob the house, they make it all the way to you, just slow stroking it in the living room.
For those of you that move in with somebody, this is to the fellas here. We're all Macs.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's all like linked up. I don't know that. I don't know anything about computers. So I go into the bathroom, and I'm using my iPhone, and, you know, my wife's in the other room on the computer, and all of a sudden, this trail of filth just starts popping up on her computer.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And then she's knocking on the door like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
And I'm like, nothing.
Yeah, but you had AirPlay on.
And I was all hunched over. You know, and I got caught because it all synced up.
Meanwhile, there's clown porn in your iCloud, and everybody's yeah. in the house
well,
is
dude,
freaking out.
Well, dude, it's nothing worse than having explained what you were just rubbing one out to your significant other.
I've had that happen.
Speaking of significant others, Brett, we have a band that is going to join us tonight. They are the best damn band in the land. Every single week they commit to different characters. I never know what they're going to do. This week's no different. Make some noise for the Kill Tony band. Jeremiah Watkins, Joelberg, Joel Jimenez, and Chroma Chris. It's the Kill Tony band, everybody. Come on, make some noise. You could do better than that. Everything's in place, getting the whole party started, and here, oh my God.
Oh.
They are clearly in full mime gear, everybody, yanking on what appears to be,
my dick.
No, that's not your dick. Wow, look at this. This is well rehearsed.
That hurts my dick.
Uh-oh. All right, Brian. How you're able to make that about your dick, I'll never really figure out, but,
Because it's that.
Jeremiah Watkins is here, ladies and gentlemen. There he is. Look at him. Wow. This
He's
is going to be.
He's in a box. He's in a box.
There he is. He described it for you podcast listeners. I apologize. It appears as though they are mimes tonight. Are you going to talk at all? Wow, this should be a lot of fun.
Wow.
A big shrug and a smile from Jeremiah Watkins. I actually feel like the podcast listeners are going to love this.
Yeah, this is an upgrade.
Yeah. He has a sad face on. Oh, very good. Wow. This has been...
look at his apples.
Clearly, they've been through a lot of training. For Chroma Chris, clearly being a mime, nothing is going to change tonight. Not known for speaking much. This should be right up his alley. And then back here, we clearly have some guy robbing a bank in the 1920s.
The Hamburglar, ladies and gentlemen, on the drums.
Look at this. What's going to happen here? I feel like there's no way you can stay silent.
Yeah, that's impossible.
Tony.
Whoa.
Everybody's got a voice now. You try to silence us? All right.
Okay, well, there's a talking mime behind the drums. Goes by the name of Joelberg. Sometimes people chant his name. He's known for going on streaks of jokes like Bill Goldberg, and you know, people chant Goldberg. They chant Joelberg sometimes.
And Tony's no...
Don't be alarmed. There's always a part on this show now where the guest goes, what are they saying?
Yeah, it's for all the wrestling marks.
Yeah. Wait, what was that? Did you say something?
Nope.
All right, so let's get to the show. I have a bucket full of comedians' names. I mean, a ton of signups. Where anything can happen. I pull your name out of the bucket, you get 60 seconds of stage time uninterrupted in front of all this big packed live main room and the listeners of the show. You know your 60 seconds is up and you hear the sound of a kitty. Then wrap it up or else you're going to bring out the angry West Hollywood bear. That's right, that's what it sounds like. some jungle birds as well mixed in there. So there you go. And then we talk to you afterwards, try to find out more about you. You get to be interviewed like a real grown-up half-celebrity. You guys ready to start this show or what? It's Kill Tony. Weeks away from the sold-out five-year anniversary, June 18th, here with Joe Rogan and Dom Irrera. So for you comedians, seating is going to be tough, but for those of you that can stay quiet during a show, maybe you can hide in a hallway or something for that one. All right, so your first person getting an uninterrupted 60 seconds tonight goes by the name of Keenan Floyd. Here we go. Here he is. Someone's coming. Make way, people. There's a live show going on. Here he goes. Keenan Floyd. Coming in at the same speed as The Undertaker, for those of you wrestling fans out there. Not many do you get it. Not often you get it. Keenan Floyd.
Yo, what's up, everybody? How we doing? Happy to be here. I don't have to be because I have a college degree. And I almost got hit by a car earlier. I found out what I'm going to say before I die. Fruity fuck rolls. That's what I'm going to say. I don't know why I'm saying that, but yeah, I'm happy to be here. Got a college degree. Do you know what it's like when your parents stop being proud of you? You know, because when growing up, my parents, they would compare me to my cousin. You know what I mean? He was bad. I was good. I went to Penn State the same time he went to the State Penn. 4 years later, I got out with a degree in computer science. He gets out of prison with a master's degree in IT and no student debt. He's making $100,000 a year. He has a beautiful wife and kids in a cul-de-sac somewhere, and I'm telling jokes on the bus. It's messed up. I'm thinking a lot about, was that it?
Hell yeah, it is. Keenan Floyd, how's it going, man? This is your first time on the show, right?
Yeah, first time at the Comedy Store. Do I just stand here and talk in this mic?
Yes, yes, indeed.
All right.
That is how shows work. Is it your first time out in public as well?
Behind bars, yes. It's all good.
Behind, would you say doors?
Oh. No, I don't know what I'm saying. Just keep asking questions. I'm good.
Keep asking questions. All right, thank you. I love that. I didn't know what I was going to do, and you not told me to keep asking questions. Is that your merch that you're wearing?
So he's got the branding down already.
The place
it is.
Erupts.
Follow me on Instagram, everybody. This is
There you go. Wow. How long have you been doing stand-up?
8 years.
8 years. Where at?
I was doing in Central Pennsylvania, Philadelphia, New York, and now here.
Wow. How long were you in New York for?
I was in New York for 2 years.
How'd that go for you?
I worked at Staples.
Did you find that your comedy career was staying pretty stationary?
Oh, God.
It never really stuck. Cool. Yeah.
Well, it's good that...
What were the clubs you worked in New York?
Caroline's, LOL, Broadway, and Gotham.
But everyone just called you the Staples comedian, right?
The Staples comedian.
The old Mike Binder. You know what I mean? All right.
I really liked your first joke. Is that real that you almost got hit by a car?
Yeah, it just happened. It just happened just outside just a minute ago.
It's a good joke. You kind of said it weird. Like, you should say, I almost got hit by a car, and I yelled out, blue, blue, blue. So I guess if I'm going to get hit by a car, that's the sound. You know, because you said it weird. I said it weird. But
well, oh, my God. Yeah. I don't know what just happened.
But
there,
you really emphasized that that's what you actually said, because I think it got lost.
But apparently you didn't live in New York long if you still don't know how to cross the street. How do you almost get hit by a car?
I actually got hit by a cab in New York City.
Really?
Yeah, I don't.
Nobody cared.
I got up and just went straight to. I hopped straight to work.
Yeah, you still have some of the paint left on your merch.
Yeah, I do.
All right. So, what do you do for work now?
I work at Staples here.
You're still a Staples guy.
This guy's tremendous.
Wow, I love this.
You know how valuable you would have been like 15 years ago when people were stapling the headshots together?
Yeah, and I mean, it's crazy. You know, you've been working at Staples all this time. Meanwhile, you've had all the access to all the things you need to make a good resume. Post it on ZipRecruiter and take care of business. You know what I mean? ZipRecruiter. You know what I mean.
What is ZipRecruiter again? I think I was in the
You know exactly what it is, and you can try it for free right now by going to ZipRecruiter.com/KillTony. That's ZipRecruiter.com/KillTony. One more time, try it for free, ZipRecruiter.com/KillTony.
Yeah, they really spotlight some of the strongest applications.
Yeah.
Work at Staples, Dodge Cars.
Wow.
I'm working on my resume right now.
Huh.
What was your degree in?
Computer science.
Yeah, a.k.a. You're Staples.
A.k.a. Staples.
He got his master's in Staples. Wow, has anything crazy ever happened there? A lot of nervous office workers, you know, people doing last-minute stuff in a hurry.
You're really into Staples. Dude.
A lot of old people come to Staples to get into fights.
Yeah? Like what? Like what's an example of that? What's happened to you? Other than the times the old people come in and just, wait a second, what's the mime doing over here? Oh, he's a fake phone call. Perfect. I always love it when they do side physical act outs during the serious parts of the show. It's always good.
No old person's ever tried to beat me up, but I've seen two old people try to go at it. Wow. Especially when it's like an old couple. The older wife will like push her older husband on to defend her honor for some reason because they're from the Stone Age.
Wow. Interesting. What do you do for fun when you're not doing stand-up or working at Staples?
I don't know.
Say something!
Staples is my life.
Wait, what?
Staples is my life.
Come on.
I always have something to say. Nobody ever asks me what.
Come on. There must be other things that you're into. Video games. What is it? Like, do you have a girlfriend? What else is going on in your life?
Have you ever huffed keyboard cleaner? You got like the...
That's a good question.
No, but the stuff they use the air, they yeah. use the...
Yeah, what are you talking about?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You have done it, yes.
Yeah.
Back to my question. Any hobbies or anything other than stand-up and Staples? Come on. There's got to be something. You can't tell me nothing. Windsurfing.
I read books about IBM processors. I don't know.
Is that true? Okay. So you've been doing comedy, what'd you say, 6 years?
8 years.
Oh, God. Ouch.
Yes.
So how long have you had the t-shirt for?
Three.
Do you always wear it on stage?
No. Laundry day.
Okay. Do you sell those?
No.
No. So it's just one of a kind. Just one.
And one of a kind.
It's $800.
Wow. Keenan. Interesting. Well, I mean, like, if I were to ask you, like, what's a fun fact about Keenan Floyd, you know what I mean? Like, other than, you know, hobbies or whatever, since you clearly have none, like, is there anything, like, a crazy childhood or anything interesting along the way? Anything crazy ever happened to you in school?
I grew up Jehovah's Witness. Does that count?
Yeah.
I guess so. I guess so.
And I got kicked out.
Really? How'd you get kicked out?
I got kicked out because I broke one of the rules. It was don't have sex before marriage, and I had sex before marriage.
Whoa.
Good for you. Good for you.
Hell yeah. Who did you
and
have sex with?
Then they exiled him to Staples.
Yeah. Take your red apron and go.
You have shamed us all.
I'm embarrassed to tell this story, but I got this far. I actually had sex with the woman that... We met off of Facebook, and I found out that she was a burn victim. She was burnt on her left side.
Oh, yes. Of course, Nookie starts playing for this. Yeah, when burn victim happens.
She was burnt on this side of her body.
Wow. That's okay. Hot.
Okay.
Cross that off the bucket list.
And so that was it.
So where'd you meet her at?
Off of Facebook.
Off of Facebook?
Yeah, she took it from this angle, though, so...
Whoa, man, talk about fucking burnt catfish.
Now, I was two-faced.
I was going to say, did she flip a coin to make decisions?
Yes.
Wow.
Is that real? For real?
Yeah, for real. You think I would come up here and tell people I stick my dick in the burnt chick? No. It's...
Wow.
Was it crunchy? Man. Was it like potato chips?
Sorry, guys.
Oh, my God. Do you know what happened to her? How she got burnt?
Yeah, she was in a house fire.
Wow.
This is awful.
Yeah, it is.
No, this is great. We finally found what I was looking for this whole time. It's so rare I get to talk to somebody that just for his own selfish nut bustings will fuck a burn victim. How recent after the fire was it? Because it... Jesus, that got a weird groan. Obviously, a lot of former burn victims in the audience tonight just find this hard to hear about. Was it soon after the...
It was a few years after, but she was, you know, she still had the crispy...
Wow, he actually reverted back and started using words that Red Band influenced him to use, like crispy on that
one.
Yeah,
crispy.
It probably was. Think about it.
Was it still crispy?
It was cool until she wrapped her arm around...
You Who know, made the bed ashier, you or her? All right. Keenan, I think that's about as good as it's going to get with us and you. It was nice to meet you.
Nice there meeting everyone else. Thank you very much.
If anybody wants to buy the $800 shirt off his back, it's Keenan Floyd. There he goes. He's at KJ Films. Obviously, he makes movies and stuff or something like that. So that's cool. Wow, all right.
Wow, specific.
It's like that ash.
Does that usually happen? It just takes a left like that?
No, I love it. Yeah, you're damn right. When I find out the most interesting thing about a person, I delve right in. How often do you get to make a burnt catfish joke? I mean, think about that. He got catfish.
I think the ashy joke was strong.
Thank you.
That was very
I strong. Heard that girl was a second-degree black belt.
There he is. All right, I pulled another name out of the bucket. Put your hands together for Matt Borges. Here we go. Oh, from the audience. These are always fun. Here we go.
Rocking the cigar.
Let's get this with over early. Some of you guys might recognize me. Mistakenly thought I was the doorman outside. I don't know. Currently at my job, there's a CSI level investigation going on because someone took a glove and put it on a stick and put a middle finger up on it, and it might cost somebody their job. And unfortunately, I'm the one who put that glove on that stick. So I go into work tomorrow, and I'm going to find out if I have a job after that. Worked there 22 years. Don't really like my job much. And it might end over a glove on a stick because someone thought it was intended for them. What kind of person sees a glove on a stick, flipping them off, and thinks, that's meant for me? You got to be a serious prick, right? Let me hear a cat.
There it is. Hello, Matt. How are you?
Pretty good. How's it going, Tony?
You are... Okay. That's like a straight in. Matt, how do you feel?
The music is fitting.
I feel like you just signed up for the show because you just broke out of prison and you think nobody will find you here. That's what you're dressed like. It's what you look like.
I think he's got a strong Seagal thing going here.
Yeah.
I get that a lot.
Do you really with the ponytail?
Yeah.
And,
I do, yeah.
The Alpha Steven's, Justice look.
Steven Seagal if he was a barista. May I take your order or not? I'll kill you.
Matt Borges. Is this your first time on the show?
Yes, it is.
Wow. But I feel like I've seen you a lot here.
I come a lot, yeah. The last show I missed was the one with Wee Man and Joelberg, but that was the last one I actually missed.
Have you always signed up for it?
No, this is like my 12th time signing up.
Wow.
You finally got picked, huh?
Finally got picked, yeah.
Do you do stand-up other places?
First time ever.
This is your first time ever on
yes,
stage?
Right.
Look
wow.
at that. That is so cool. There he is, the goat of starting comedy. It's something you've always wanted to do, huh?
Kind of, yeah. I mean, when I was a kid, I used to like to tell jokes and stuff, and then listening to podcasts and stuff made me really want to actually try it.
Yeah.
Inspiring wow. story.
Much like your haircut, quite the tale. It's a ponytail joke for you podcast listeners. He has a shady, long ponytail. How long have you had that thing for? What's the job that you're afraid of losing?
Actually, I'm not really afraid of losing.
What type of forklift do you drive exactly?
I don't drive a forklift. I do it. I have done that before at my job, but we bottle milk and juices for a grocery company.
Wow.
You rebottle milk?
Not rebottle, just bottle.
All right, that makes more sense.
Why does this mime have a New York accent all of a sudden?
Oh, I can't be from New York. Sorry, people don't come from New York, where Tony's born from. They're only from Ohio.
and Matt. There you go.
Yeah.
Matt, do you always dress like you're in a cult about to kill yourself?
No.
Dude, be careful. He's going to grab this sword.
Right. You do seem like a scary guy. Are you trained in any physical arts?
No. Actually, I laugh because a lot of people say that. You're imitating. One time from stage, you actually pointed me out and said, that's a scary looking dude.
Yeah.
And my asked me how long it's been since I got out of prison.
Wait, say that again?
You asked me how many days has it been since I got out of prison.
How many days was it?
I told you it had been hours.
But is that the truth?
No, I've never
You've
been
never
to prison.
Been to prison. Wow.
I actually had a...
He works with juice. Like, who goes to prison and works with juice? Well,
I was actually thinking of a joke about because of my ponytails. I just grew this out 3 years ago. I've never had long hair in my life. Just kind of as an experiment. So I think
what changed? You noticed
it kind of people
started getting a lot of fat girls.
I don't know.
That's not even a thing.
Just people scared.
Yes.
More people scared.
This is my prediction of Tony Hinchcliffe's next joke.
Oh.
He's going to look at your setup on your head, and then he's going to go, how long have you been HIV braids positive?
You wouldn't say AIDS positive. You would just say, it would be a different thing.
I don't know. Would it, Tony?
Well.
Jesus.
Mine's fucking tough.
Does your tail ever get in the juice or anything?
No, we have to wear hairnets and a hard hat and all kinds of stuff. So
hard hat for juice?
For milk.
It's ridiculous.
Why does this guy rebottle milk? Can we get back to that?
Are they paper containers or plastic?
Plastic, the gallon jugs.
Wow.
Gallons and half gallons.
Damn.
Heavy duty stuff.
Do you ever steal milk and juice and bring it home?
Nah.
Never?
Come on, man.
I don't even drink milk, really.
Mice ever get into like the apple juice and you go, hey, we got a mouse in this one? Like,
no, not
Jesus. No, that only happens in your kitchen, Brian.
That's a rat.
We used to do paper cartons and they would be chewed up from rats and stuff.
God.
Of course, that's natural in any warehouse. Matt, what else do you do for fun? What else are you into? You have an interesting look for a guy that's never been to prison. Like, what is it? You from like, what are you from like, about an hour north?
Yeah.
Really?
Like Modesto?
I'm from Moreno Valley.
Say that again?
Moreno Valley.
Did everybody just hear me nail that again? Last time I did that, it was about 2 or 3 months ago, I guess.
I've seen you do it before.
Was 45 minutes north. I go, where are you 45 minutes north from here? And the guy was literally like, well, that's crazy you say that. He named the city. And people were sending me stuff when that episode came out with the actual estimated distance from the Comedy Store to the city that they said. And it says, you know, driving distance, 45 minutes. And I just did it again. I've gotten to the point now. I've watched enough Breaking Bad and gone to Joshua Tree enough times and played Grand Theft Auto enough to know exactly where you're from.
Somehow I knew you'd see it on me.
And it's on the northern part of all those maps. So, wow. What'd your family do? Were you raised in like a trailer?
No.
Now,
single mom in a house.
Single mom in a house.
I was gonna say single parent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
that'd have been my guess.
Do you have siblings?
I have an older brother and a younger half brother.
What's your older brother do?
He actually works for a different grocery company.
Whoa, rivals, huh?
And my mom worked. Water. My mom worked in a grocery store, so.
Wow, you guys are a big grocery store family.
Yeah,
huh?
When we went on strike a few years, or it's been a few years now, but. The whole family was out. So.
And your dad kidnapped the kids that are missing on the milk cartons?
Matt, what's your love life like?
I have a girlfriend.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Does she work at the warehouse?
No.
Where'd you meet her?
I just met her at a club.
What kind of clubs do you hang out at? That's what I picture is that
song
being on.
No, I don't really go to clubs. This was 10 years ago. I met her in it was actually like a restaurant, but they had a club at night, you know, in San Bernardino.
Hmm. Whoa, San Bernardino. Fuck yeah.
Talking about the bar at Chili's? Or like...
A little lower class than that.
I think the girl Keenan Floyd had sex with was from San Bernardino as well.
B-U-R-N.
All right. Well, Matt, I guess we're going to keep moving on. It was fun, you know.
Good job for your first time.
It's good that you popped your cherry.
It is.
First time ever on stage, guys. Matt Borges. That's how it happens. He popped his cherry pie. Let's keep moving on. Let's meet somebody new. You guys having fun out there? Damn motherfucking right you are. All right, I pulled another name out of the bucket. Put your hands together for Sam Cutter. Sam Cutter, C-U-T-T-E-R. I don't see any movement.
Blacklisted.
Sounds like he might actually be a cutter. They're just pointing at some guy. Is Sam Cutter there?
He's busy in the bathroom with a
razor
blade.
All right, put your hands together for Josh Gonzalez. There we go. Movement. Farthest part of the actual comedy club. For those of you paying attention, there's like 15 empty seats right here next to where the actual show is. Here's Josh Gonzalez. Come on, make some noise for Josh, everybody. You can do it.
You guys ever look at tongue piercings and ask yourself, what the fuck, Mom? She's only 43. And it's awesome because we get along, but what sucks, sometimes I'll be getting out of the house and she'll be like, you know, and it's really uncomfortable because I don't know how to respond to her. And then once I did it back, and then she said, that's wrong, Josh, you need help. And, you know, I didn't know what to do when she told me that, so I just didn't get it. So it's what, the fifth month of the year? Yeah, so no, seriously guys, it's the fifth month.
Fuck yeah, joke of the night so far. Pretty sure it was a complete accident, but that's comedy for you.
Yeah.
Fifth month of the year, eh?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah. Yeah.
Dude, your mom's 43?
No, I don't know how old she is, actually.
Wow, you're just alone.
Or what month it is.
Josh, obvious. I have a question for you. Why do you look like a police sketch?
I don't know.
Interesting. How long have you been on stand-up?
I'm like off and on sometimes because I get like I get.
Well, we could tell you were off tonight.
I don't know. I heard laughs. That's gonna.
What do you mean off and on?
Like sometimes I take a break because I'm like.
Like how long's a break?
Like a month sometimes.
How long's on for?
Like a month.
Okay.
Yeah, so, like off and on. Like I'm seriously just trying to figure.
It's like
shit
a diet
out.
Plan.
But yeah. I love this shit. I love doing comedy and.
How long?
So how many months that you've been on combined does that equal?
Like
to?
Like combined, like maybe six or maybe more. I don't know.
6 years or 6 months?
Months.
Okay.
Yeah,
so you've been doing comedy for 6 months.
Yeah, yeah. Like I mean, I started when I was like 19, 20, but like I never took it seriously.
And now you're 21.
23.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Never took it serious.
So your what mom had you when she was 20.
What's that?
Your mom had you when she was 20.
I don't fucking know.
He really has no idea.
I'm going to keep pressuring him.
We're not going to find out. You close to your mom?
Is she even real?
I think so, yeah.
Because I've never seen anybody just talk about, you know, your mother like that.
No. She's like
with the tongue ring and mock and eating vagine like that.
Does your mom really have a tongue ring? Is that true?
Is any of this shit true, man?
No, it's not. I can already tell it's not true.
No, it's not true.
So you made all that up when you're doing all that?
No, I mean, I wrote that. Yeah, I made that up.
So your mom never did that?
No.
So this is going on in your fucking
head. Hold on. Jeremiah, for the podcast listeners, Jeremiah has now gotten up in front of Josh Gonzalez. This is Josh's first time on the show. Jeremiah is in full confidence mode. Just nothing is happening. Jeremiah has the microphone at his waist and...
Are you even real?
I'm pretty real.
Oh, shit. Josh, what do you do for a living?
I work at a law firm.
What do you do for the law firm?
I'm like the paralegal's assistant.
You're like the paralegal's assistant? Is this another on-again, off-again thing?
No. Is this true?
Yes. No.
Is this where you learn to tell all your lies from?
No. I just, I think I just like to lie sometimes. But no,
Are you being honest about that?
Why?
Are
you lying?
You know, you see how he just squinted his face? That because the last time Jeremiah spit all over the side of his face.
Anyway,
don't worry about it.
Wow. So, you.
Oh, you've never spit on a face before, Red Band? You're disgusting.
Yeah. No, so yeah, I work at a law firm.
I got that. Oh. So, of all the things that you could lie about and make up, why are you doing the tongue flicking signal to your own mother?
Well, the thing is
you don't even clearly know that well.
I mean, I do.
You don't even know how old you're. Yeah.
Are you close with your mom?
Yeah.
You talk to her a lot?
Yeah, on the phone.
Yeah?
Uh-huh.
Where does she live?
She lives like in another state.
In another state?
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, this is very suspicious. Is the other state rhyme with Mexico? Do you need to use a calling card for this other state?
No.
Gonzalez, huh?
My parents were divorced when I was like really young, and then, I just didn't.
Is your 43-year-old mother single right now?
Ew, gross. Yeah, so. Does she like guys shaped like a coffee mug?
Yeah. What are you talking about? You're going to tip me over here.
Oh, Josh. So are they both Mexican, your parents?
Yeah.
They got divorced? Wow, I'm surprised they ever got married. Anyway.
Yeah, me too.
Stupid. Dumb. So, do you know why they got divorced?
I don't know.
Obviously, it's very hard for you to talk about this.
I think they just didn't get along, and then at some point, they're like...
You close with your dad now?
I'm close with both my parents, yeah. All
right, cool. Yeah.
It was your fault.
What do you think makes your comedy so on again, off again? Why do you think that you come in waves of doing it part-time? I always find that intriguing because I sort of found stand-up, I went all the way in.
No, I fucking love it too, but it's just I want to get a job. I just want a job. I want to feel stable, I guess.
But don't you have a day job?
Yeah, but
it keeps your nights open for you to do something.
He works at the paralegal office.
Yeah.
He's the assistant today.
Yeah, but it's very inconsistent. Like they have me, they text me this morning not to show up today or tomorrow, so now I'm like, fuck.
Have you ever thought about working at Staples?
Do you get paid like...
We know a guy.
How long have you worked at this paralegal office?
For like a year now.
And they're just, sometimes
no,
they just...
Six months, I'm sorry.
6 months, and sometimes they just call you and tell you not to come in today and you're not getting paid for the day?
Yeah.
That's sort of weird.
No, it's
I think it's called being a temp.
It's a temp job. Yeah, so I'm trying to find something where I'll be stable.
Yeah. What are you qualified for? You go to college?
You should run for office.
Yeah, Office Depot.
Hey, tell the Staples kid, Mike.
Right, exactly. You just start hearing gunshots.
We don't want no beef.
Josh, so what do you do for fun? Like, what are you into?
I kind of hang out. Me and my buddies sometimes like do projects, and I think they're really.
Dude, you're not being interrogated right now.
Yeah.
Do projects.
What kind of projects do you do? Like science projects?
Like a volcano?
That would be great.
The kind you live in?
A diorama?
I didn't even hear him. I actually was just thinking back at this science project that I once did where it was like the dumbest shit ever. I had to do it like the night before everybody else had done it for weeks, and I decided to... test whether it was like alkaline batteries were better than non-alkaline batteries. So my plan of doing it was to just have a flashlight go, like one with Duracell or one with alkaline and one without. And it was stupid because I realized halfway through the night that neither one was going to go out through the night, so I wasn't going to be able to get a real read. So I lied on it, just like
Which
you
one did.
Did
you
and
say?
That brings me full circle back to Josh.
Did you have like a twist at the end, like the whole time the non-alkaline
no,
was better?
No, I just lied through it and got a C. That's pretty much it. Right. I remember just getting barely getting through it.
What kind of projects are you talking about?
Like just amateur films,
porn.
Sounds like graffiti.
Yeah, just amateur films.
Like short films?
Yeah.
Like what's one of the films about?
Some dude who falls in love with his mom.
No. I really want to go back to that because I feel like I didn't answer that like correctly with my mom. My parents were divorced and it didn't work out.
No.
It's all good.
I don't want to. Okay.
Yeah, you're fine. Don't worry about it.
It's weird that you'd rather talk about that than the short film that I gave you a perfect opportunity to plug.
Meanwhile,
you look
to.
At that.
So you do short films. That's
yeah,
what you say. You and your friend.
How short are the films?
Like 15, 20 sometimes.
Seconds?
Minutes.
These are Instagram stories that you're making.
You're a viner.
All right. Yeah. You can't tell us what one of the short films was about?
Well, it's because the friend I'm kind of working with is just very, his, I don't know, I just...
His name is Harvey Weinstein. We understand.
Yeah, there's something going on here, Josh. I don't think we're really going to figure it out here tonight.
But she want water or something?
Sign up. No, it's too late for this. I'm getting rid of him now. Okay, Josh. It's too late.
Take a drink, man.
No, yeah, take a sip so that you can make it off the stage.
I feel bad for the kid. He's all nervous.
Josh, it was nice to meet you. And sign up again, and maybe we'll get more answers out of you next time.
Work on your dad set.
Okay.
There he goes. Josh Gonzalez. Brett Ernst is shaking it. He stands and shakes everybody's hand like a goddamn gentleman. I like your style. I don't like to touch people.
It's nothing worse when somebody sits down and they do that, you know.
Yeah.
And they give you the left. You ever get the left hand?
I do it a lot to people, so I can't.
Really?
Yeah. I can't critique it because I hang out here all the time.
The dead fish, the left.
I mean, really, only here with people that I see all the time. It's like, do I have to shake your hand every night?
I know. I think one shake should last a week here.
Yeah, totally. No, I agree with that.
Yeah, we're allowed to ignore you for a week. You know,
it's too many handshakes. It's this place, the Comedy Store specifically. You know what I mean? Where you just fucking go everywhere. All right. Pulled another name out of the bucket. This looks like an interesting one. Put your hands together for Saad Alessa. Wow.
Oh, hell yeah.
What's up, guys? My name is Saad. I'm from Kuwait. If you don't know where that is, I guess you didn't give a shit about your tax money in 91. Kuwait is a very small country next to Saudi Arabia and Iraq. I meet a lot of people that have no idea where Kuwait is. I'm starting to believe Americans just see the Middle East as one big land of inspiration for Call of Duty maps. Any Middle Easterns in the house tonight, by the way? Two, three. As long as we're under five, you guys are safe. There's two exits. if you know anything about Middle Eastern culture, parents think you're supposed to be ready for life right out of school. So my mom calls me the other day. She's like, Saad, what are you planning on doing? You just graduate. I'm like, Mom, I think I'm going to go into stand-up. She goes, stand-up? Stand-up where? And I'm like, no, Mom, stand-up comedy. She goes, so my son is a clown. And I'm like, no, Mom, I'm not a clown. I actually have to prepare and perform. If I do well, I can make a career out of this. She goes, my son is a clown. And I'm like, Mom, can you show some support? She goes, you know what? You're my only son. I'll always love you. Here's a joke for you. Two parents love their kid, put him through school.
You can go ahead. Hold on. Yo, stop. You can go ahead. I want to hear the rest.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Awesome.
What's your mom's joke?
Yes. Yeah. So my mom goes, two parents love this kid so much, put him through school, worked so hard to make sure he was okay, got his degree, and now he's a clown.
Yeah. All right, you know, got it. No, I got you. I like it. There you go.
Thank you so much. Saad. Appreciate it.
I like it. You seem like you're the first person that we pulled out of the bucket so far that's not a little bit bipolar, so this is exciting. you seem completely aware of what's happening. You seem like you sort of have it together.
And by the way, the politically correct term is mine. Not clown. Are you all right with that?
Okay.
He looked a little offended.
I am not a clown.
All right. Sorry.
All right, you're good.
How's it going, Saad?
It's going great. I can't complain. I mean, I was here for the potluck, didn't get my name called out. It's awesome that I'm up here with you guys, so thank you for having me.
You live in L.A.?
I do.
How long have you lived here?
9 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
Where are you originally from?
Kuwait.
He couldn't wait to hit that one. Well, he could wait. He could wait. It's a Kuwait joke. Look at that.
Oh.
See that? Kuwait. It's from Kuwait. Son of a bitch.
So to answer your question, I'm from Kuwait.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
So how old were you when you moved over here?
18.
Wow, that puts you at about 2001? What the fuck? Wait a second. Hold on. No, I'm kidding.
2001.
It's a 9/11 joke. Yeah. We don't forget, unlike you, obviously. Jesus, this guy. 2001, I'm sorry. Yeah, right. Whatever, dude. Yeah. now, Kuwait, remind me, that's in or near. Can you give us a little...
Saudi Arabia and Iraq. It was in the set. Come
right.
On.
That's where Saddam invaded you guys in 19.
Yes, and then America kicked his ass, so thank you guys.
Yeah, we
got
did
him
that.
Out.
Yeah. We did that for you.
USA.
USA.
And you repay us by coming here and bombing on our stage.
Yeah, we appreciate
just not
that,
right.
By the way. We really do.
It's just... Sometimes it's too easy, you know what I mean?
No, I like his comedy. I think he's going to be blowing up real soon.
I agree completely. I think he's one of the top young comics to watch out for at the airport.
Yeah, if you keep it up, you're going to go real Jafar.
When it comes to getting booked, he's one of America's most wanted.
That's a good one.
Hell yeah.
I don't think he...
In fact, I heard he even has his own pilot working for him right now.
Co-pilot.
Oh, there you
Less
go.
Less pay.
Sure. Anyway, who gives a fuck?
So what's your, as a member of a dark-haired culture,
yeah.
What's your favorite cologne?
I don't have a favorite
are
cologne.
Are you fucking serious?
Oh, shut the fuck
You're
up.
You're not real. You are not real.
No, I'm serious.
They're all flammable. It doesn't matter. Yeah.
Look at this. Yeah. Look at this. What well, is
I
this
could give you some tips. I got
I'd love
I got
that.
Jakar, right?
Yeah.
Jakar was in middle school, bro.
Yeah, I know. It's
yeah.
back.
Yeah.
See, you don't use cologne.
I use cologne. I just don't have a favorite cologne because I switch them up.
Oh.
So what's your, like, all right, I got, like, different scents, night scent, day scent, gym scent.
Yeah. Fitty scent.
What's your go-to scent? You're going out on a
Come
date.
On, you know there's a go-to.
Come on.
I mean, I'm Arab, so I guess something with oud for sure, you know? Oh, yeah. Something heavy and subtle.
Oof? What does that mean?
Let's
Okay. Red band. What's your favorite thing? Do you ever go back and visit?
Every Kuwait. Now and then, yeah. But I just made a commitment to stay here full time and pursue what I want to do, you know?
I love that. How long have you been doing stand-up?
Around 6 months. This is my first time performing at the Comedy Store, actually.
Wow. Wow. That makes, in that case, I think,
Is it okay to be nice to them?
Absolutely.
Okay. I think you got, I'm not just saying that. You seem pretty comfortable, man. You
Thank
know.
You. Yeah, I wasn't on the inside.
Keep sticking with it, man.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
What kind of show is this when the guests ask the host, are we allowed to be nice to the other guests on stage?
I don't want to break the rules.
I mean, I know There's we're no being rules. Douchebags and dicks up here the whole time, but I'd like to break the character for a second and tell this guy he's actually got some great stage presence and some confidence. I think he's going someplace.
Hell yeah.
I do. I think you should stick with it, man.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Definitely. And I also think, though, you should look into some cologne, you know.
Cologne.
No, the answer. I'm a little offended.
What? How do you make money? How do you survive?
That's a good question. So,
thank you.
Yeah, yeah. No.
He owns a poppy seed field.
5-year anniversary coming up in June. I finally asked a good question. Good
no,
to
no,
know.
No. I mean, like...
Really finally dialed in.
I meant to say interesting
no,
question.
No, I know.
Yeah.
I'm just fucking
Because I moved here to pursue an education initially, and then out of school, I went back home, had a job, quit that job, came here, started a YouTube show, and then I honestly, like, just used my savings all throughout the year, so... Yeah, so there's no steady income. There's no financial stability. Not yet, no.
So you're running out of money.
Pretty much, yep.
And then what are you going to do?
I started a small media production company, so we shoot some stuff for other companies, like, you know, social media promotion stuff, web development, stuff like that on the side.
So if you don't have the income coming in, how do you afford, like, the bottle service at Sky Bar?
Because I'm Arab. You get it.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah. No, how do you afford the bottle service at Sky Bar?
I don't get bottle service. I don't even go to the Sky Bar.
I'm just kidding.
All right. Well, I mean, that's interesting. Yeah. Your favorite thing about America?
Just the fact that you can be who you want to be. You
yeah.
know?
Because in Kuwait, what would happen if you grabbed a microphone and went out into a busy street?
Dude, I almost run through the table.
I know, it's a good one. He gets me sometimes. That one definitely got me.
Red band.
Jesus Christ.
You know what you did this time.
So, like, what would get you in trouble out there, or would you get in trouble? What would you have to be talking about to have a microphone and a speaker where you're from in Kuwait, in, like, a main...
So you want to know what you want to talk about to get in trouble?
Well...
That's what, easy. What,
yeah, go ahead.
Religion.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I performed over there, you know that, right?
Anything at all about religion or just bad stuff about religion?
It's, I mean, over there, it's like, you don't mess with religion.
Let me ask you this. Yeah. I don't know what it's called there, you know, like the priest or whatever. In that religion.
It's called a wizard, Tony.
Sure.
We all know that.
But do they ever have a sense of humor? Because, like, sometimes here the priests have sense of humor.
Yeah, but they
I mean, and I don't mean... All right.
They just don't know that they have it, you know?
Huh?
They just don't know that they have it.
Oh.
Are you Muslim or Christian?
I grew up Muslim.
Muslim, yeah.
Do people laugh, like, in their houses and stuff? Like, I mean, I know you can't, but is it just religion?
Can we just change the topic? I want to make sure that when I fly back, I'm good.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, Tony.
Let's be honest. You're stopping off midway.
They're all just in their huts or whatever, just being like, I am so miserable all the time over here. I do not know what a laugh is. Come on. Be progressive, Tony. They're people.
What is this changing accent that keeps happening?
You know, Jeremiah draws the best Muhammad. Like, he really does.
All right.
I have a hobby.
Yeah, what is it? I love that. You got a pop from the comedian. Smart, Saad. By the way, smart move. Perhaps a note people could take for the future is have perhaps something maybe to talk about once in a while, you fucks.
I think he means Habibi.
Go ahead, Saad. There's Joelberg. Joelberg has risen.
Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu.
Whoa, wow. Wow.
Never mind, you're great.
Brown belt?
Tenth planet?
No, Cabrinha.
Mm.
Yeah.
He's subconsciously telling you to get away from the religion shit and to just take it down. And that was a threat. I can sense that.
Yeah.
Can you do high kicks or what?
No. There's no kicks.
I'm not interested.
I can do mime kicks.
You can do what?
Mime kicks.
Yeah.
Oh shit! No, don't do it. Don't do it.
No.
I thought.
I fucking see it.
Dude, I will let him kick me in the chest.
You ever have to use your jiu-jitsu self-defense wise? Anybody ever mess with you or anything like that?
Yeah, I mean, there's been a couple of incidents, and you know.
Yeah. Why'd you point at me when you said incidents like that?
I was like incidents like.
Oh. All right. Like you're presenting something like dinner's ready like that. All right. So, like, what were the incidents? You were trying to get into the cockpit of the airplane, and next thing you know, rear naked choke. He taps.
Well, I was
throw him in coach.
I was
he hit his head on the flight attendant helper thing. Oh, no.
Please remain seated. There's a terrorist on the plane.
I was actually waiting for my bottle service at Sky Bar. And,
Somebody sat in his VIP section.
Yeah.
This guy's a fast learner, and I like him.
Thank you.
You got to be when you can only have enough time for 3 flight classes before the... All right, Saad. Well, you know, if there's anything you could say out to perhaps some kid listening out in Kuwait right now...
If you could
say it in Kuwaiti, that'd be better.
Really? I mean,
did Tony just say Kuwaiti?
A lot of Kuwaiti, like the majority of Kuwaitis speak and learn English, so I can say it in English that way.
Perfect.
We get the message.
Let's hear it in English.
No matter where you're from, you don't have to be from Kuwait. Find something that you love doing, do it.
I love this kid.
And just, you know, keep spreading positivity, because especially during this time, there's a lot of shit going on out there, so.
You know, happy words from a man named Saad. Saad Alessa, ladies and gentlemen. There he is. Ooh, he got the hug and the handshake. Hell yeah. Brett and Saad just hugged, and there are eyebrow hairs everywhere right now on the stage. There are just thick hairs flying everywhere.
Yeah, I was going to give him some eyebrow waxing tips.
We should also thank everyone that came out to Vegas. We had 2 sold-out shows.
Wow.
Like 400 people. That's crazy.
Yes, it was absolutely insane. Las Vegas, you guys are goddamn savages. That was so much fun. The whole band.
Did you guys get bottle service?
No.
No, we didn't.
Tony almost got in a fight with a punk heavy metal band.
Like. No, I didn't almost get in a fight with him. He almost started a fight with me.
Over what? Like, what happened?
Because Tony's never wrong.
Can we talk about this?
Are you see, that would insinuate that I was wrong in this instance, which is hilarious. No, there was a band that played after me, and I made fun of the band because...
From stage in front of 200 people.
Right. May I say ruthlessly.
Well, it's important to note that the audience was there to see me and not the band. So it was
Learn that when the band went on.
Easy pickings, yes.
But Tony, they had seven people waiting for them to go on right after
us. True, and one of the seven people had a big mohawk, and on his way to the restroom, when I was talking with nice people and meeting people and taking pictures with fans, he gave me one of those old school like bump into's. But like I had like a drink in my hand, was like really engaged with somebody. So whenever he did it, like I knew some douchebag bumped into me, but I just sort of like, you know.
And he had a mohawk.
I looked late because
like
I didn't even want
to. Sounds like a 80s movie.
It was.
Nerd!
Here's what really happened, all right? The guy comes over to Tony. He hoists him up against the wall. Tony's lunch money starts falling out of his pocket. Tony says, "I don't want no problems, mister." The bully takes all of the lunch money, spits in Tony's face, and says, "Follow that, you dumb bitch." And Tony goes, "I will, bye."
It's true.
And Tony get down because his belt was hanging on that little hook thing.
I was stuck on the wall, and then the guy took all the money that he stole from me and went and bought inflatable saxophones from Jeremiah out in the lobby. Because that's what Jeremiah was doing when the altercation happened. He blows up inflatable saxophones. This guy was in the meat cooler of the venue blowing up saxophones because he was overheating while blowing up saxophones.
Wait, you sell saxophones? Because
he eats so unhealthy that he's in bad shape while blowing up saxophones. And meanwhile, he's taking shots at me.
Sometimes you peddle products that you're not proud of because you're not compensated properly on the road.
Oh. Joel, you can relax. I think you're getting paid exactly what you deserve, Jeremiah. Back to the bucket we go.
They make a great neck pillow if
you need one. The saddest thing was that on the way home, he had one that he didn't sell, one of his inflatable saxophones, and he was sleeping on it as a part of the...
Yeah. I used it. It was nice.
Like I said, they double as pillows. They're great for kids. Cats love them. Make a donation after the show, and maybe I won't have to sell them. Thank you so much.
Indeed. Indeed. Put your hands together for your next comedian pulled out of the bucket. It's been a long time since we've seen this guy. Put your hands together for Brett Banta.
Hey.
Brett Banta. Am I seeing forward movement?
Coming,
here we go.
Coming.
My name is Brett Banta. Sorry, I was going to the bathroom. I don't like my face. I like other people's faces. I like my twin brother's face because his face, it comes with a hot wife. My friend told me to stand up. She was like, "Brett, you got to look at people. You got to smile. You got to try and connect with the audience. You look miserable up there. You look angry. You know, your face looks like you're a default setting for a white guy." In Madden 2018. You look like a defendant. You look like we're all out of life jackets. Thank you.
Fuck yeah. Brett Banta.
Thank you.
Well, you pretty much just said everything I was going to say about you.
That's really good, Brett.
Yeah.
It's like that scene in 8 Mile.
I don't remember.
Away from you.
I don't remember there being a scene in 8 Mile with the Trivago guy.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it.
Trivago guy? You don't know who that Son of a bitches.
I haven't seen the 8 Mile movie yet. So.
Well, it hasn't been out that long.
Never mind.
So
it wasn't even that funny anyways.
Probably
the Chicago guy should have got a way better laugh.
Brett, you've been doing this show a while. It's been a long time since you've been on, right?
Yeah, it's been
We've known you for a while, though. Can you remind us some of the fun stuff that we've learned about you in the past, some of the fun facts about Brett Banta?
I skateboard, and I just have a twin brother and an abusive mom.
Really? How'd your mom abuse you?
Four stepdads. Oh, my mom, she would just... She, like, pour water on me and my brother when we were in high school and we were asleep.
Are you sure she wasn't bathing
you? Yeah, well, that's a bath.
Yeah, yeah.
When we were she'd stick us in the sink and put the water on.
Did your mom ever used to kickflip you?
Your mom poured water on you?
Yeah, she'd pour water on us, and she made us take Latin, a dead language in high school. We had to take that, so...
Wow.
She was an abusive mother.
Catholic.
Yeah. Latin. Have you ever used that for anything? Speak Latin during anything? Do you still know how to do it?
I failed. I had to go to summer school and take Spanish, but Latin, I don't know how to say... Wow.
What happens when you fail out of Latin? Do they walk you through the town with a lady ringing a bell saying, shame, shame?
Shame, shame.
Yes.
Shame.
There you go. You got what I said, Brett.
How old are you, man?
45.
45?
Yeah.
40.
Say Latin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
45. And how long have you been on stand-up?
This is the beginning of my fifth year doing it.
Beginning of your fifth year. Hell yeah. Yeah, I remember you being on some of those very early episodes of Kill Tony, right?
Yeah, it was awesome, yeah.
So what's changed for you in the last 5 years? What do
How
you up to
Kill
now?
How has Kill Tony changed your life?
I made a lot of good friends, and I'm just trying to get better at stand-up. I'm just trying to get more comfortable on stage. And when I was taking a piss and I heard my name, I panicked because I couldn't wash my hands, but I was a little nervous getting up, but...
So anyone who follows him, lick the mic.
But I didn't...
No, it's not that bad. The three guys before you pretty much shit on stage, so...
Yeah.
But I'm trying to just get up more, and I started my own comedy show at my house, which I like doing.
You do it at your house.
It's I do it at my house.
How big's your house? Jeremiah is indicating that it is indeed a good show.
I've done it also.
Me too.
Yeah, no.
Wow.
That's a thing. There's like a couple people doing it at the house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How do you own a house?
How do you have a house?
Trying to buy a home out here?
That's true.
It's impossible.
That's a good question.
It is a good question.
How do you have a house?
I got a house when I was in my 20s. I got stocks and
this guy's smart.
Wow.
I worked at this place, and that was the one thing I was able to get. I mean...
You did good.
I got a long time ago, so my mortgage is like really low. So,
dude, I've been doing stand-up 21 years. I don't even have a house. Mm. Good for you.
Yeah,
thank you.
Wow, Brett. At 40.
Brett Ernst has had a midlife crisis on stage right now.
I just had a check.
Brett with one T.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, no fist pump. You didn't wash your hands.
I never get it right.
Wow.
There's not many of us.
I know. There's not one. Brett. I stoked out one T. I always meet people with two T's.
You ever get hurt skateboarding?
Yeah, I broke my leg and arm, and I've been hurt.
You have a girlfriend?
No, I don't. I'm still married. So.
Oh, you're married. Mm-hmm. How long have you been married for?
I've been married for 18 years. So.
18 years.
We talked about it.
Yeah, that's one of the things that I mentioned earlier when I asked you, what do we know about?
Okay.
Yeah, so perfect. Yeah.
Good for you, man. And yeah, you're from out here?
Huh?
You grew up out here?
No, I grew up in Texas and Louisiana. And
I grew up in Rome.
So.
Married for 18 years. Are you still banging?
Fucking Latin.
No, we haven't been intimate in 2 years.
Ooh. So
that's half a presidency.
Yeah, no, I know. I know that.
I'm married, too. I can relate.
It's tough.
You get friend-zoned by your wife.
Exactly. No, that's what it is. Like when you have kids, it's so hard to, like, find time to do anything. Like, you kind of lose your privacy.
And Netflix and chill really means you just watch Netflix and then fucking chill.
Yeah.
You don't really do anything.
Have you ever tried, like, role-playing, you know, like dungeon shit?
I'd love to. I mean, I like busty nurse-type stuff. I like being a patient, but She won't
wait,
do
what?
That.
You want to be? Wait, you want
to? Hold on.
I'd like
on.
To be. I like to be a patient. A patient scenario where I'm a patient, like busty nurse comes in.
Busty nurse, and your wife's the busty nurse.
Yeah, but she won't do that.
So when you guys, does she have big boobs?
No, but I mean,
how could she even be?
Just say you're busty, damn it! Just say it.
Aren't I so busty? I'm so busty. Time for your checkup. I'm so busty. Big tits. Don't look. Big tits.
Yeah, that's kind of like that.
Here's some. Brian looked up busty nurse music, by the way.
I can't see. I'm also blind.
I don't think they have. Well, you have sex. Is it a Gregorian chant?
It's mechanical.
What's going on?
It's another fucking Latin joke. Hey, Ed 2?
Is this the guy that... Oh, it's you, yeah.
I know. But, I'm sorry.
I'd love to have you guys on my show if you guys would ever do it.
You basically say you want to come to his house.
Yeah. Interesting. Will there be any busty waitresses walking around?
If you're out there, please come to the show. It'd be great.
All right. Well, stop plugging your show. Awesome. Hold on a second. So... You think you've ever come close to having sex with your wife in the past 2 years? Was there like did you guys like talk about it?
Yeah, we have. I mean, we're going to marriage counseling and all that, and it's tough. I don't know.
Do you ever think about cheating on her? Is there anybody?
Yeah, I mean that's why I'm seeing a therapist because you know I went to get. Checked like for like a wedding, I had to go get a tuxedo measurement.
Yeah,
and the lady was measuring me in the tuxedo, and
she's
it was
like,
awesome...
"Oh my god, you have a growth on your pubic area."
It was awesome. It was just awesome to or being on an escalator, like smelling a girl's hair is like,
oh, Jesus!
Whoa! Where's sound effects on
dude,
this?
Just get a hooker, man.
I know, dude. I'm scared. I'm scared to do it.
Sometimes the wind blows, and
what escalator were you on where you smelled a girl's hair?
Like on La Cienega and Beverly.
La Cienega and Beverly.
I forgot what it's called. The Beverly Center.
The Beverly Center. There are a lot of escalators there, and there is a breezeway. I can confirm that.
Yeah. I'm going to therapy for it. So.
Smelling other girls' hair on escalators. Yeah,
that too, but I think just my daughters, I care about them, so I'm kind of trying to stay and be a good dad for now, which may not be healthy, but...
Right. It's definitely not healthy when you're smelling your daughter's hair.
Yeah, well, not my daughter's. Girl's on the escalator. But
let's just hope your daughters don't listen to podcasts. How old are they?
8 and 11.
Oh, yeah, they're not listening to this.
Yeah.
Never mind.
Yeah. There you go. Well, Brett, it was fun to see you again.
Wait. Thank you so much.
Good set.
Thank you.
Fun times.
Thank you.
There he goes, Brett Banta, ladies and gentlemen. Like a young Rob Lowe.
Hey, Brett, come on.
Yeah, let's do that.
A lot of parental issues tonight.
Yeah, definitely a lot of people.
A lot of Oedipus shit going on.
I mean, it's no surprise. A lot of comedians or people that want to do this are a little bit damaged. Not many of them have the ice-cold glare that Brett Banta had in his eyes, but...
I skateboarded with him last week.
You hang out with Brett?
Yeah.
Yeah? You just showed his house?
I mean, he has to smell my hair, and I let him...
All right, so moving on, we have a regular that performs a brand new minute every single week. He writes it, he performs it, and he's a goddamn sensation. Everybody loves him. He's on an absolute kill streak. Let's see what he does this week. Put your hands together for the great and powerful Malcolm Hatchett.
Oh, shit, they fighting. What's up, y'all? Why when black people always go off to jail, they always have a little celebration before they leave? One time my cousin went off to jail, we had a cookout, a baby shower, after party. He came home 5 days late, Thomas said, how come we ain't clean up? I said, nigga, you never left the party. Why when black people hear cop sirens, they start jogging? Whoop, shit. Whoop. I seen an old black lady with a cane. Whoop. They locked her old ass up. She dropped her teeth and shit. I got a homeboy, he mixed. He said, Malcolm, don't trust white people. I said, all right. He said, but give me $20, I'll pay you back. You can trust me. I said, I can only trust half of you, nigga. So I gave him $10. He still ain't paid me back. So I don't trust nobody. You ever get a whooping growing up by your mama and it hurts so bad you was deaf on her?
Is that it?
No. Yeah.
Go ahead.
She beat you and go in the kitchen and cook. You be in the room like, God killed this bitch. And she start coughing. Be like, nah, wait till the food get ready.
Malcolm Hatchett. Fuck yeah, another fun set. I don't know if it was just me, but I didn't quite hear you say when they're going to jail on the first joke. It was like a little bit too quick, so I lost it, but I caught it. On the second thing, is that true when people go to jail?
Yeah.
Because they try to take care of everything that's going to happen during their...
They don't need to be gone for long. So, they just come right back.
Then I feel like you can almost add more to that. Like, almost like, you know, is there, you know, there's a baby shower.
And you got no baby.
And whatever else is happening in the next 5 to 10 years. Or, like, something like whatever his sentence is. You know, you can figure out the wording on it. But make it more, like, real, if that makes sense.
You from down south?
Yeah, I'm from North Carolina.
Okay, what part?
Winston-Salem.
Okay. I lived at Hickory for you.
Oh, Hickory.
Yeah. There you go. They're known for all their seals out there in North Carolina. There you go. All right. Well, Malcolm, how's life going? You were in Vegas with us. We shocked
Las Vegas.
That
was his first time in Vegas.
Yeah. He had his first night ever in Vegas. We shocked the audience there. One of the fun things we do with these road shows is, you know, try to coincide surprises and fun things. And they were... That was a lot of fun. He did a new 60 seconds there and then joined the panel for the first time. And so how's life going? You got a new car?
Yeah, a new house.
Yeah. Did we talk about that last week? Did that happen
since last
Monday?
This guy owns a fucking home, too.
Yeah.
Was that was since Monday, right? You got a new Volvo?
Yeah. I don't think we talked about it last time.
Yeah, the great Kill Tony fans, you reached out, and they raised much more than enough money for even your goal to get you a new car. So what's it like?
Oh,
you
it's
went
cool.
From a 92 Ford Taurus to that 2002 Volvo.
I got AC, man.
Yeah.
Wow.
That shit's still on outside.
You just leave it on when you're gone like a real house.
I get in, I'll be like, ooh.
That's fun. What else is going on? Everything else good in life?
Oh, yeah, everything good. My girl broke up with me.
Oh, sorry, Miss Hatchett.
Uh-oh.
Wow.
There's a stampede of comedians' legs opening in the corner over there.
Oh, shit. Even Aphrodite over here. Wow. Look at that.
Hey, Tony.
Showing her butthole.
Tony, I'm pretty sure every female in this room just laid down.
And turned around.
Joelbert. So, wow, this is crazy. And, you know, all the time that I've known you so far, you seem like you've always been pretty loyal to that chick. So.
Yeah, I'll be loyal, but then I'll still be pimping.
Oh, shit. Wow.
No, but yeah,
I don't even know what that... Oh, okay.
It's all good, though. I ain't about to cry no shit, you know.
Right. Is she crazy?
By the way, that's the exact phrase that black people say right before they start
cry,
crying.
Yeah. I ain't finna cry no shit. But yeah,
were you surprised when she told you the
news? Nah, because like, we always be breaking up.
She lives in North Carolina, for those of you that don't know. And how long were you guys together for?
Oh, it's about to be 3 years.
Wow.
Oh my God, that's a long time.
North Carolina.
No, how old are you?
24.
Yeah, you
Nickelodeon.
You don't need that shit, man.
Yeah.
And so you're talking the other day on the phone, right? And what happens all of a sudden?
It was cool because I knew it was over because I like gave her some fresh shirts when I was back home, and she like made me a Snapchat throwing it in the bag. I was like, yep, she wrinkling them shits because they always aren't. So I knew she broke up with me.
Wow.
She was like getting rid of my shirts. She was like, I'm gonna take them to your mama's house.
Oh.
Like, don't do that shit because then she's gonna be my ass for giving her clothes away.
She's broke up with you at the wrong time.
Yeah.
No, you just got a car and shit?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I got AC.
Yeah.
No, you don't need that shit in your life, man. Are you staying out here permanently, right?
Yeah. I'm going to go home.
Move on. Close the book.
Huh. Well, that's exciting. Have you already hooked up with somebody yet?
Nah, but they just handing the pussy to me.
Really?
Wow.
I was in Ralph's. A white girl was like, here, I love you. I was like, I love you too, man.
Man, so what's going to happen? That Volvo's just going to be the pussy train, huh?
He ready.
Hope my lineman ready.
Man, that's interesting.
But yeah, I ain't tripping.
It's so you're single, new car, signed by a big agent, manager.
New deodorant, all that shit. I done stepped up.
Unbelievable.
Performed in Vegas.
What a fun story.
Yeah, Vegas was nice. Tony had gave me like $50 to gamble. I went right to the hotel room and went to sleep.
It's true. He showed me the $50 bill tonight before the show started. He goes, I still got that.
He gave me $50 to walk away.
That is so funny. I'm like, here, it's your first time in Vegas. Go have some fun, man.
I said, it is. I'm going to bed.
And he didn't have to sell one inflatable saxophone. Dude, he just slipped you 50.
Damn.
All
right.
Mowing down the house.
Shooting everybody, the mime is.
Right. Fucking mimes.
I love this getup. You always have the coolest style, and this is all thrift store, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love it.
Thank you.
Wow. The ladies are just howling. Aphrodite over here. Oh, my God.
She hasn't been wet since the 60s.
That sounds like a lake.
Well, like Malcolm, I just can't tell you how exciting it is to have you part of this show every week and how many people you're inspiring and how fun it is. You're the real deal. There he is, Malcolm Hatchett, ladies and gentlemen. You can clap for Malcolm.
The Chess King.
This is a real story you guys are in on with this Malcolm Hatchett situation.
Oh, I can't wait to hear.
American Idol and America's Got Talent, all those things. What's crazy is that they're all pre-screened through the roof. You know what I mean? Like, a lot of screening. It's not very real at all. Whereas this Malcolm situation is, a very legitimate.
I can't wait to hear his dating. Like every week.
Yeah, exactly. That's going to be the new thing.
Yeah.
How many chubby white girls he's taking?
Back to the bucket we go. Put your hands together for Sarah Lawrence. Sarah Lawrence standing up on what appears to be a table. Now she's down.
Yeah, she just threw
she's
a guy on the floor.
Got a good steady pace. One more time for Sarah Lawrence, everybody.
You can't say retarded anymore. Correct word is vaccinated. My friend went on a date. Oh, I'm fucking puffed out. Oh, my friend went on a date with a guy the other night, and at the end of the date, she said they went to go and have sex, but they couldn't because his dick was too big. And I was like, what is this number? Because I'm always up for a challenge. My friend is a dwarf, and he posted his workout program on Instagram the other day. And I scrolled down to the caption, and it said, you know, recently I've always been pushing myself to grow. So it's a dwarf. So. There's no time for another one. Oh, people come up to me on the street, and they tell me that I'm really tall. Do you know what I say to those people? What gave it away?
Fuck yeah. Wow. I love that moment where you forgot your next joke and you thought you could change time. Like, that's 60 seconds. And the clock said, no, it is not. There you are. Nice to meet you. First time on the show, right?
Yes.
Hell yeah. How's life?
Pretty good. Yeah.
What's that accent?
Australian.
Australian. Yep. Hell yeah. Yeah. And how long have you been in America?
I've been here for 4 years.
What brought you here?
I'm a bit of a soldier of fortune, so I just kind of go where the money is or whatever, but I was trying to get to America for like 10 years, so I was only able to finally get here when I moved to Dubai and then made money in Dubai and then could finally get here.
How'd you make it? Jeez, I didn't even get the question out. How did you make money in Dubai?
I was DJing in Dubai.
All right, that's fun. I love it. So you're DJing at a bar in Dubai.
Yeah.
Like where alcohol is illegal, right?
It's like a bit of it's a weird thing. So like technically you're not allowed to drink, but everywhere sells alcohol. But if you're a resident, you have to buy like an alcohol license.
Whoa.
And then if you like walk, I forgot when I first moved there and I walked out to ask a policeman for a breathalyzer to see if I was okay to drive home. And he was like, oh, have you been drinking? And I was like, oh, no. And then I just ran away.
No, you can't drive home because you're a woman.
Man.
By the way, 15 years minimum for smoking weed there.
Really?
Absolutely.
You get put in prison for 15 years.
Oh, yeah, my friend had weed in her wallet, and it wasn't her. Well, it wasn't hers. And then she went to jail, and she was in there for 9 months. And they even like blood tested her and stuff, and she didn't have any weed in her system, and she was still stuck in jail because you're guilty until proven innocent.
Why Dubai? Mostly hot chicks that go to Dubai make their money other ways than DJs.
Yeah,
all the Russian prostitutes.
What made you so terribly want to put a set of headphones on and make Middle Eastern people dance?
Well, I was in London, and I got an email, and they said, "Do you want to go to Dubai?" And I was like, "Well, I can't pay my rent here, so yeah, fuck it, I'll just go to."
And you made really good money?
Yeah, I made, should I say?
What kind of...
I made like 80 grand in 6 months.
And that's not in... that's money, not roses.
What kind of music did you find out that they liked a lot?
Oh, they're a bit...
All right, Joel.
Not like... They're a bit behind over there. They like a lot of like commercial and like R&B and stuff, but I play house.
So like what type of stuff would really get them going? Can you give us an example of a song that you would play if you really wanted to, you know?
I
No, Brian, okay. We get it, Brian. Go ahead.
You wouldn't know. I don't play the stuff that they want to listen to. I'm like one of those dickheads who like won't play what the crowd wants and will only play what I want to play.
So what would you play? I
play like deep house, like underground house and stuff like that. Whereas they want to hear like the stuff that's on the radio, which is kind of what you guys like over here as well. And EDM, which is fucking terrible.
No, you don't even know what I like.
Whoa, what do you mean you guys?
My taste in music's terrible.
The mime types.
So what do you do now that you're here in America?
I have my own company.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you the head of the Itty Bitty Titty Committee? What?
Hey,
what?
That shit killed in third grade, and it kills now.
You're damn right. You are damn right about that.
I know you are, but
I am wearing a sports bra.
I sometimes genuinely hate this show, and right now is one of those moments.
Sorry.
That was ridiculous.
Sorry, you and her look exactly the same. You fucking dork. Oh, I really hate this moment where we're so mean. Catch me in the wave on Roast Battle, Comedy Central. Whatever, Jeremy.
All right, new season, July, bitch.
Yeah, new season. You mean new two episodes. There's not really a season of that fucking show. And keep dreaming.
All right, Tony, okay.
Keep
it's your show. I'll concede. Back to you, my friend. Yeah, all right. Yeah. I'll let you host your show. All right, go back to her, calling her
Jeremiah.
Small pits and stuff. Let's have a good time.
Thank you, buddy. Really
all
good.
All right, no, I love you so much. Congratulations on your great show.
Thank you. No, indeed, it is.
Oh, no. I can't wait. 5-year anniversary
so weird.
Next month.
Wow,
come
look,
sold
only,
out. Joe Rogan, Don
only
Marrera,
three
really
weeks as band leader. He's already got a case of the Patty Reagans. Look at this, everybody. Wow. Let that power get right up there, huh? Force of truth. Yikums and schmikums.
Okay, yeah. Gang up with Red Band on sound effects against me. Sure. All right. Sounds great. Fantastic. Oh, I'm going to go get one of my inflatable saxophones and kill myself. Great.
All right. What is the company that you run?
It's called Cali Craft Cocktails.
Cali Craft Cocktails. And what makes your cocktails so different?
So we make them fresh on site, whereas other companies, they bet you don't care.
Yeah, dude. Act like we're Shark Tank. You put avocado in them or something?
Sometimes, but no. So other companies, they basically make them all before they get there, and then they just kind of dump them out, but we make them fresh. So if you want it a little bit sweeter, a little bit more sour, then we can do that for you.
Wow. I figured the drinks that you would make would be a little bit flat. You know what I mean? What? What's going on? I'm doing some of my very breast jokes up here, guys, and it seems like everybody's turning on me. Really shallow senses of humor. I mean, she signed up for this.
I have a question about the DJ thing.
Yeah.
Because, like, a lot of DJs, they do that. Like, you know, I play the stuff I like. Now, you know, like you're a connoisseur of music. Do you actually, do you just play music or do you create music as well?
So I actually did a music production course about a year ago.
What the fuck? What don't you do?
You got
20 jobs. Do you as an expert in everything.
Do you have like a cool DJ name or anything like that? Like Puma Thurman or something like that?
Chesty McGee. I had to change
Busty
my name.
Busty Nurse.
But, yeah. It's Imperial with a 3.
Can you scratch?
But I had to change it. No, that's R&B. That's not house.
No, but I'm saying, can you scratch?
No, I can't. That's different. So it's like house music people, we overlap songs for like 2 minutes and make a new track in between, whereas the R&B people, they scratch.
The only thing she scratches is those mosquito bites.
Oh my God. Sarah has her hands on her knees laughing. Joel literally left the stage. Oh, he's back.
By R&B, you mean hip hop, right?
Yeah.
Well, that's what it's called here in America. Well, we created all of it, including the house music.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, that's true.
You have a boyfriend out here?
No, I just split up someone.
Wait, you flew him out?
Oh, I split up. Sorry, we split up. Yeah, we split up.
Wow. Yeah. What did he do?
Oh, fuck. You know, we just weren't a good match, you know.
Huh.
Yeah.
He owned oil.
I feel like there's more to this story that we're not
getting. There's a lot more.
That was such a dodgy answer.
Yeah.
What did he do for a living?
Oh, you know, we created the company together and then.
Oh.
Yeah. Never do that. I'm saying, like, you never go into business with your partner because you either come out like you hate each other.
Now, does he still own half of the business or not?
No, he sold his half.
50 bucks, 100 bucks, how much did you sell it for? How much did you make?
Do you own the company?
Yeah.
Wow, so you got it all.
So you bought him out.
Yeah. And he obviously got the tits. I'm done making fun of her small tits. If I were to have like one of your craft drinks, what would I drink them out of? A cups? Okay, guys, I mean, this is the episode that's going to ruin my career, so I might as well commit at this point.
Well, you sure...
Clearly can't be hired by any of the big networks at this point. You know,
Tony,
this is
you sure as hell wouldn't be drinking them out of jugs.
God.
I hate myself.
Tony's next joke. What kind of batteries do you use for your dildo? AAAs?
Hey, there you go. I think your tits are perfect.
If I only knew somebody that could blow them up a little bit for you. Hey, Jeremiah, why don't you...
How long you been doing comedy?
Since January.
Since January. Are you committed to it, or is this just another thing that...
Yeah, she is. Her boobs are doing a spot in the belly room right now. Come on, guys.
Well... Do you ever stop and think about the memories with your boyfriend?
Of all the fucking nights.
What? Do you ever watch the show? Listen to the show?
What do you mean?
I ever what?
Do you ever listen to the show?
Yeah, I mean, I've been here for every...
And you say of all the nights, what are you saying? Other nights you have bigger boobs?
Yes.
He has a sports bra on right now.
I mean...
Whoa! I like where this is going. Oh...
You want to go in the back and take it off?
No, Brian, come on. What are you guys going to show each other your tits?
Yeah. I want to see if mine's better.
I'll show you yours if you show me mine.
I bet I have better areolas.
Well, you guys will have to take your sports bras off and find out.
Fucking digs into my neck.
Well, welcome to Bowling, the podcast.
Wow. I love Jeremiah is really offended by these small tit jokes. I mean, the girl that they're happening to completely laughing, Jeremiah taking a stand on free speech here tonight. Really a stronghold.
I mean, I thought we cashed all our chips in with the Middle Eastern guy, you know? It's like we win as far. Whatever.
Nope. Nope. There's more chips.
I know, Brian's eating them. It's so
very good. Wait, that is exactly what Patty used to do. Like, oh, jokes, what does it mean? I remember. That's exactly... That chair is cursed.
I love Pat Reagan.
Me too. I do too.
Yeah.
You want any, right. Anyone want any Cheetos?
Let's move on.
So do you still DJ at all anymore?
I stopped.
You stop, and now you picked up the mic, and you want to do comedy.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
You think?
Yeah. All right. I'm just in a bit of a transitional period at the moment. It's kind of fucked.
Right. No, we could tell. We could tell you're mid transition right now.
Right.
I'm trying, man.
I do it all for the fans. You know what I mean? So Sarah, what are some other funny things that like you do? What other ways do you vent your sense of humor? Are there any funny things about your drink company?
I mean, we're kind of the only ones. I don't have anything funny to say about it. I don't really How do I vent? I don't know.
How long has it been that you've been out of Australia?
10 years.
10 years.
Yeah.
And how? Again, remind me.
Four years.
4 years in America.
Yeah.
And how long were you in Dubai?
2 years.
2 years. And before that, you were in London for 3 or 4 years.
I was in London for 2 years. I was in China for 6 months.
Wow.
And and I was in Melbourne. So I'm from Perth, which is the left, and then I was in Melbourne for 2 years.
Oh, okay.
So 8 years.
Perth, the gold mining town.
Yep.
You ever been to Newark? You haven't lived.
All right. Well... Sarah,
do you just want to get one quick one in again?
Do you do a lot of spots other places too?
I was here on Saturday night actually, which was cool. Yeah. Not here, but in the Belly Room.
Yeah, how'd that go?
Really good. Yeah,
how long,
it was awesome.
How long was your set there?
I got 6 minutes.
6 minutes.
Yep.
And that went good.
Yeah, it was really good.
Good crowd?
Yeah, I mean, fuck, I had to bring half of them, didn't I? So, yeah.
You ever get heckled?
No. I mean, I've not been doing it for long enough.
Did anybody ever heckle you as a DJ?
Are you going to do like a boob? There's going to be a boob thing coming up.
No.
No, as a DJ, you're just...
Wait, what? What are you talking about?
I feel like he's like going like...
That would never happen. Around. We would never boobs. Set you up for something and then lead you into a boob joke. What are you talking about? Right. This isn't Kill Tony. What are you talking about?
We wouldn't do that. We wouldn't make jokes.
Yeah, you got to have at least a Wallaby cup, you know? I hate myself.
That was both a small boob and an Australian joke, for those of you paying
Thank
attention.
You, Tony. Also, I know what I did tonight.
Not easy to do. So, did you get heckled as a DJ?
No. What happens is, though, someone will come up. So, let's say if you're playing R&B, which I don't play, but this is going to make more sense to you guys. If someone's playing R&B, someone comes up to you and goes, "Whoa, can you play some fucking... EDM or something," which is completely not the vibe that's happening. That's,
by the way, R&B is Jodeci, Guy, True.
Oh God! All I'm.
Are you spinning that?
Mate, no, wait.
Am I wrong here or no? I'm saying that's R&B, right? I'm confused.
Who did you say? Boys to Men. What was your example?
What? No, I can't.
What's
even.
R&B?
No, so, wait. R&B is. I'm saying if I'm playing house, someone come up to me and say, "Can you play the Backstreet Boys?" That kind of thing. And you're that's obviously in another world.
Are you at a bar mitzvah?
That's making a request. I'm talking about heckle.
No, I mean,
is anybody, have you ever been like DJing and some guy in the crowd was like, "Show us your chest." Like that?
No, the worst that's ever happened is someone comes up.
All right. Sarah,
can you pull up some Jodeci?
We've spent a lot of time with you because you are charismatic and fun. It was nice to meet you.
Great.
Come back again soon.
Thank you.
Heck yeah. There she goes. Sarah Lawrence.
Good job, Sarah.
One more? What do you guys say? We go to the bucket one more time? You got it in you? Little Tony fans, man. Packing this place lately. It's been fun. Little crazy Monday.
Are there
routine.
Any like R&B bands anymore? No.
R&B bands.
I'm showing my age, but I'm saying like Keith Sweat.
Jodeci, this lady.
Yeah,
this
Keith
lady
Sweat.
Just heard about Jodeci.
Casey and JoJo.
Yeah, yeah.
There's the Migos, but it's not really R&B, but they're a group.
Usher.
This looks like a new name. Put your hands together for Maddie Fontana. Here we go. Let's close it out strong. Maddie Fontana.
How are ya? I used to hook up with this broad. She loved to bang, but every time she was about to bust the nut, she put a pillow over her face. So all I would hear was... And the brain's a fucked up organ. Like Pavlov said, you show a dog a steak, you ring a bell, dog's drooling. Show a dog a steak, ring a bell over and over again. So you ring the bell and the dog just starts drooling. So after hearing over and over and over again, now I get a hard on every time I hear a deaf person talk. Well, you guys are on the internet looking for porn. I'm on Amazon Prime looking for audiobooks narrated by Molly Matlin. It was the best of times. It was the worst of times.
Fuck yeah.
That's right up your alley.
I love it. Hi, Maddie. How's it going?
Good. How you doing?
Great. Is this your first time on the show?
Yeah.
Wow. Nice to meet you. How long have you been doing stand-up?
About a little over 3 years now.
Hilarious stuff. That was fun.
Thanks.
3 years. It's Boston. I get it. Clearly from Boston, right?
Yeah.
Hell yeah. How long have you lived in L.A.?
15 years.
15 years. You moved directly here from Boston?
Yeah.
Wow. What do you do for work?
I'm a bartender.
Tending the old bar. Oh, wow. Specific bar?
The one? Tenino and Westwood.
Hell yeah. I've never heard of it, but I imagine all the Boondock Saints hang out there.
All of them.
Damn.
I would have to say the Boston, that's the best thing about Boston and the worst thing about Boston at the same time.
Yeah.
On a dude, accent. It's fine. On a broad, it's terrible.
Disgusting.
Yeah, it's absolutely horrendous.
It's horrible.
Yeah.
A lot of crazy stuff happening at your bar?
Not really. It's a lot of high-end people, like a lot of rich people going there.
Oh, cool.
You looking for a cocktail company?
Yeah, I know. I was going to hit her up and ask her if she could play the Backstreet Boys for me.
Oh, yeah. Not only will she sell you drinks, but her chest works as coasters.
Anyway. Yeah, did you wear the hat with the B on it in honor of her?
No, I was going to wear an Oakland A's hat.
What? Maddie, so what do you do for fun? You've been in L.A. for 15 years from Boston.
Yeah.
Bartending.
Did street art for a while.
Street art?
Yeah, I used to
Fuck
paint.
Yeah. What kind of street art?
Can you say art or no?
Art.
There you go.
I sound like a black person making fun
Whoa.
Of the way white people talk.
Oh.
Now the Boston comes out.
Yeah, exactly. That's the real Boston accent right there. I don't want to sound like a fucking black person
No, what were you going to say? I'll let you elaborate on that.
I sound like a black person making fun of the way white people talk when I try to sound like a regular person.
I got
like,
you.
How's it going? How are you?
That's how we talk to you? That's so funny.
Yeah, everybody sounds corny.
Man. So what else are you into other than stand-up and bartending? Do anything else for fun? Any hobbies?
Escape? Run.
Yeah, where do you run?
Numbers for Whitey
from
Bulger.
get a slice.
And the rest of the Winter Hill gang.
The over.
Did you know any of those guys?
I don't know. They were like 90.
You know,
I mean, who knows a 90-year-old that you're not related to?
I thought everybody did.
You know Stevie Blue Eyes?
I know who he is. He's a little bit younger than me, but I know who the guy is. He opens for Callen.
Yeah. Everybody knows Stevie Blue Eyes. We met him here on the show like 4 years ago before Brian Callen even found him, and we were so intrigued by his old cool Boston like mob stories.
His stories are fucking really cool.
You two should have a Boston off. We'll make that happen.
Do what?
A Boston off.
Oh, I'll win.
Use all that. Yeah, you will.
I'll win.
You're from Southie, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you know Ben Affleck and Matt?
Both of them. Cousins. Me and Mark Wahlberg used to share the same fucking tone of voice.
Yeah, you're definitely from South Boston.
Are you a drunk as well?
Like a little bit, yeah.
Yeah, a little bit.
I like to drink.
About how much do you drink on average a night? What's your drink?
I drink like once or twice a month, but when I drink, I drink.
Oh, okay. What's your drink of choice?
Miller Lite.
Miller Lite. So on your one or two nights a month that you go hard, how many Miller Lites will you throw down?
Like 8 to 10.
Wow.
Now that lets me know you're not a hipster. Are hipsters ruining Boston as well as every other bad city?
It happened like 20 years ago.
It's over, right?
It's done.
Ugh.
Done.
The hipsters in Boston, do they shop at Goodwill Hunting? Only seven people clap at this fucking shit. How often do you get to make a... All right. Thank you. Jeremiah even clapped at that, and he hates me tonight's episode, so that's when you know it counts.
Now, did you grow up with like a group of guys? You guys, you know, would fight other guys?
Everybody kind of fought in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
But it wasn't like...
Did you sell heroin like everybody else?
No.
Yeah. Little pause there. Little pause. So, wow. Man, your favorite thing about L.A. that's different than Boston other than the weather?
My accent gets me laid.
It does, huh?
Yeah, it
Women
does.
Love it.
Works.
Ew.
I'm a six.
Right.
And I was on a steady incline until I turned 35.
Jeremiah?
Oh, hello.
Jeremiah, does your accent get you laid? Your Brooklyn accent?
All the time, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Maddie and I double team girls, Boston cream pie and style all day. Is that what you wanted, Britters? You got it.
Yeah. Jeremiah gets laid a lot. In fact, the other day I saw a saxophone blowing him.
It's true. True. I'm struggling, guys.
It's fucking De Niro right there.
Oh, shit. So you work at a high-end bar.
And you got the accent. You're clipping a lot.
Doing okay.
Yeah.
You've been working there a long time. So yeah. Does any of your high-end clientele ever pay you to do anything crazy or make you an offer you couldn't refuse or anything like that? You know, you ever have to, like, get rid of a body or anything weird or just like, hey, I'll give you $100 if you put in a good word with me for this girl that's coming, anything like that?
Yeah. You ever do, like, an over-the-pants blowjob or anything like that?
One time.
You just stick the whole, like, jean in there. The whole zipper and everything. It's like choking on some fat denim. You ever do that, Maddie?
No.
Have you ever done that?
I've had some cool, like, celebrities and stuff come in.
Yeah,
some
anyone that you want to talk about?
Don Rickles was...
Wow!
Yeah, him and Bob Newhart used to come in a lot.
Bob who?
Bob Newhart.
Bob Newhart came into the bad.
Bob Newhart.
Man, that's cool. Did he make fun of you at all, Rickles?
Every time he'd come in, he'd say something to me, like, you know, just joking around. And then him and Newhart and fuck him. All right, fuck you guys. It's hard to talk when you talk like this. He would come out and he would say something to me every time. He'd say something like, he'd throw 20 bucks. Where's the bartender? Throw 20 bucks at the bar and go buy yourself a hotel or something like that. So one night he came out and he was like, what did he say? He goes, here's 20 bucks. Go buy yourself a personality. And I slid right? But I was ready, sort of, like with my old man joke, and I slid it across the bar and I was just like, if it's anything like yours, I'm going to have to return it. And then he looked at me and he goes, remember this face, kid? And I was like, that face? How can I forget that breath?
Hey.
And he just gave me a look and he walked away. And I feel a hand on my shoulder and I look over and it's Newhart. And he goes, all right, take it easy. He goes, good job, kid. Nobody gets him like that. And he walked out.
So wow, that's a very cool story.
Do you root for Notre Dame?
I'm a Notre Dame fan, yeah.
Brady, Bird, or
Ted Williams, dude. Ted Williams.
That's who you got. Number one. You're buying drinks from
Brady. Right,
we have sorry, sports. We
blew this sports
my
whistle
bad.
On the.
My bad. Christ. Two men were talking.
Yeah. Oh my God.
My bad. My bad.
Jesus, Brett. Will you
sorry,
relax?
I'm sorry. I've been putting up with that shit for.
You say Tom Brady one time, and all your HGH comes out of your system. God.
Gain 5 pounds.
I don't need it. I like it. I'm okay.
Come on.
I'm secure.
Sorry. It's not Ohio State we're talking about.
Jesus, you're right. Out of control.
Well, you know what? This fucking kid's accent's pissing me off.
You love it.
God. I love it. So, Maddie, well, that's fun.
New Kids on the Block or New Edition?
New Edition.
All day?
Half the day. All drop right. A New Kid song on just to kind of change
new
it
New Edition's
up a
bit. R&B, by the way.
All right. That's where Bobby Brown was from.
What are you afraid of?
Huh?
What scares you?
The Yankees.
Huh?
Yeah.
I don't like roller coasters.
Really?
I don't like them.
Can't do it, huh?
Nah.
Huh. Why do you think that is?
I don't know. Just never like
them. Do you
ever
go on a roller coaster?
I tried. My ex-girlfriend brought me on a roller coaster on my 30th birthday because she was really considerate.
Yeah.
And she knew me. Yeah.
And, and you rode one? And what happened?
I rode it and I didn't like it. And I was like, a bunch of my friends were at Six Flags. And I was like, you guys go have fun. I'm going to find a bar and celebrate by myself.
This chick that made you ride the roller coaster.
It's very Boston of you.
Yeah, why not, right?
Get drunk at Six Flags.
with all the Latinos with all their family members that are dead on airbrushed on their
turn.
It's the fucking thing that happens here. Come on.
All right, Maddie. It was a pleasure to meet you. There he goes, Maddie Fontana, ladies and gentlemen. And with that is another episode of Kill Tony. Rack 'em, stack 'em, we did 'em again. Brett Ernst has a new special, principal's office.
I have a confession to make.
Yes.
I have a confession to make.
Yes.
Maddie opens for me a lot.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Right or wrong?
Look at that. All that banter seemed completely natural. You can catch more of Brett's acting chops in Cobra Kai. Just got picked up for season 2 on YouTube Red.
Yeah.
And his podcast, You're on the List, brettcomedy.com to check out his new special. Anything else crazy you want to talk about?
That's about it, man. If you want, you can watch it for free. I release it for free. I was over it.
Brett Ernst, ladies and
gentlemen. Just go to Brett Comedy.
Back again. What's the date today? What is
today's
this?
Like the 11th, I think.
What
right?
is this? May 14th. Oh, 1 week away from Bert Kreischer will be the guest next week, ladies and gentlemen. The
machine.
Bert Kreischer will be here.
Let me see the picture.
That's the drawing from Ryan J. Ebelt, ryanjebelt.com for all prints, posters, and Kill
Tony,
the book.
Me and Tony look alike.
The Great and Powerful, Jeremiah Watkins, everybody, will be featuring for me in San Francisco this Thursday through Saturday. We have a Kill Tony on Saturday, too, but that's already sold out. But you can see the Kill Tony crew, some of us doing stand-up some of those nights, all of us on Saturday.
Dude, and this was a lot of fun, man.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Jeremiah has a new podcast out called Jeremiah Wonders. Anything else, Jeremiah?
Yeah, listen to Jeremiah Wonders. You can follow me on social media at Jeremiah Standup and look out for my inflatable saxophones across the country. Thank you guys so much.
I think you're going to sell a lot of them online. I think sales are blowing up right now. Chroma Chris. Chroma Chris, what'd you think about tonight's episode?
You know, Tony, you almost made me break character. I ain't going to do that.
Okie dokie. The always so wacky Chroma Chris. Joel Jimenez is in the back there, ladies and gentlemen. It'll be your last time really having the clap. Mostly sorry on all social media. He just deprivatized his Instagram account this week.
Public. I'm public. Yeah. And watch Brett Ernst on This Is Not Happening. It's really funny. Peace out, guys.
TonyHinchcliffe.com for everything coming up. And in September, a reminder that we are in Detroit. Lansing, the 20th. Grand Rapids, the 21st. Detroit, the 22nd. Doing Kill Tonys and stand-up shows. And then Austin, Texas, the 26th. In Texas, Fort Worth, the 27th, 28th, 29th. Has a Kill Tony in Fort Worth. And then I'm doing stand-up at Zany's. October 4th, 5th, and 6th. Those tickets will sell fast. June 18th's already sold out, but maybe some will be released. We have to figure out exact seating for that and how we're going to seat comedians and how that's going to go. We're going to try to make more seats available as we
get closer. New Kill Tony shirt number 2 is available right now, shopsquad.tv.
Yes, the new Kill Tony shirt is there, so make sure you get one of those. RyanJEbelt.com for everything else. And watch the video. Some people don't even know that there's videos of this. Go to Vimeo.com.
Or DeathSquad.tv, click on videos.
Sure. All of it. Live audience, thank you so much. Have a good night, guys.
See ya.
Grand Canyon University's RN to BSN online degree program makes earning your bachelor's in nursing possible. Balance online coursework with local in-person clinicals to position yourself for potential leadership opportunities in the time you have from wherever you are, leaving room for what matters. Achieve your goals with your personalized plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.